I want to ask you about something you mentioned on the campaign trail, which is the arrest of your son, Track. And you talked about it, and then you mentioned PTSD. And you said that President Obama may be to blame for some of the PTSD that's out there.
That.
Well, I wanted to, let's take it piece by piece. What exactly did you mean?
Let's start piece by piece by you guys brought me here to talk about Iowa politics and the caucus tonight, not to talk about my kids. And that was a promise. But as things go in the world of media, you guys don't always keep your promises, evidently. I never blamed President Obama. What I have blamed President Obama in doing, though, is this level of disrespect for the United States military that is made manifest in gutting budgets, in not trying to beef it up and let our military do the job that they are trained to do. And in specific issues that we're talking about that are so hot today, specifically, let's get in there and let's utterly destroy ISIS, as we know our United States military can do. Yet we have a commander-in-chief who seems to kind of want to kowtow and allow the enemy to be poking at us, and that's unacceptable to most Americans, certainly to me.
Do you regret the comment, though, Governor Palin, on that day of the endorsement?
What did I say that is offensive?
That you
exactly
seem to lay it at the feet of the president.
I don't regret any comment that I made because I didn't lay PTSD at the foot of the president. I did say, though, that there is, and suggested very adamantly, that there is much more that our commander-in-chief can do to prove that he respects our troops and will let them do their job. But no, if you guys have a specific quote, it allows the media to be more credible if you guys will tell me exactly what you're talking about, and then I can address that
specific
sentence.
In terms of credibility, I just want to make sure there were no specific promises made about content of the interview, only that this would be your first interview since you endorsed Donald Trump.
Well, I was told that this interview is about the caucus tonight in Iowa, and right on, who will it be to put America back on the right track and restore constitutional government that we are lacking today and that we so need? And I said, right on, let me go talk about that. Sure.
And I think we talked about that quite a bit. Governor Palin, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.